New Zealand rugby faces a significant talent drain as 8 All Blacks prepare to leave for overseas clubs at the season's end. This development signals a potential shift in the landscape of rugby talent in New Zealand. The implications of this exodus are profound, as many players are lured by lucrative offers from clubs in England, France, and Japan. Former All Blacks coach Sir Steve Hansen acknowledges this trend, emphasizing the necessity for New Zealand rugby to adapt and continue nurturing new talent to fill the gaps. With only 190 full-time professional contracts available, it's a challenge to retain every player, especially when top-tier All Blacks command salaries around $1 million, while other Super Rugby players earn significantly less. The financial structure reveals a stark pay gap. Super Rugby clubs operate under a $4.5 million salary cap for 38 players, with maximum individual contracts at $195,000. As a result, players like Dalton Papali'i and Hoskins Sotutu seek opportunities abroad, opting for clubs like Castres and Newcastle Red Bulls. This exodus, driven by the pursuit of higher wages, could reshape the future of New Zealand rugby, leaving clubs scrambling to fill crucial positions.